Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, everybody say good morning to Carla from Swampska.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
She's a teacher.
You're an angel.
Are you on your way to school right now?
I am.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Are the kids there? Are they hybrid, remote? What's going on?
No, they're starting remote next week for the first couple weeks, and then we're supposed to move into a hybrid model, but we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Thinking of you.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you teach?
Honestly, while you were saying that, my wife just texted me and said, did you see the long email from our son's school?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't even want to.
Yeah, we're doing
you're
our
working
best,
now, are
guys.
You?
It's so hard that, everybody.
This is everybody's life, though, right now. It's like, what the heck is happening with the kids? We still don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Frustrating.
Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Carla.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture.
I'm completely terrified. Okay.
You're terrified?
Sorry. Don't be.
Completely. Oh. I didn't think I'd get through.
All right. Here we go. Don't be nervous. Deep breaths.
Okay.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that's about to happen. All you have to do is answer more of these right than Kennedy, and we give you the cash. Question number one. A Philadelphia Starbucks is selling a WAP latte. It's made with white mocha, almond milk, and pumpkin spice.
Amazing.
What is the clean radio edit phrasing for WAP?
I have no idea.
I'm glad. Question number two. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kardashians is finally coming to an end after 14 years and 20 seasons. Which network does it air on?
The E! Channel.
Question number three. Nike is rolling out a new shoe next month based on Nightmare on Elm Street. And Freddy Krueger, the look is based on Freddy's sweater, and there's a bloody swoosh logo inside the heel. Hmm. What is Freddy's murder weapon of choice?
Oh, his claws, right? Like his giant claws on his hand?
Yep. Question number four, actor Colin Firth is 60 today. He won a Best Actor Oscar in 2010 for which movie? Oof.
Colin Firth in 2010, I don't know. No idea.
Question number five. 30 years ago today in 1990, Will Smith made his TV debut in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. According to the theme song, where did he spend most of his days?
It was Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground is where he spent most of his days.
I love when people do that.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Here we go, Kennedy.
I hate hearing that walking into the studio.
What?
That's why I wrote the question. That means I'm in trouble. No, it's so good.
Carla got 3 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough. You ready?
Uh-huh.
A Philadelphia Starbucks is selling a WAP latte. It's made with white mocha, almond milk, and pumpkin spice. What is the clean radio edit phrasing for WAP?
I don't know.
I'm glad.
Kennedy's like, is there one?
Wet and gushy.
That's disgusting. Don't ever say that.
Ew.
It's grosser than the real word.
It is.
What are we scared of? All right, go on.
Question number two. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, as you shared yesterday, is coming to an end after 14 years and 20 seasons. Which network does it air on?
E.
Tied at one. Nike is rolling out a new shoe based on Nightmare on Elm Street. And Freddy Krueger, the look is based on Freddy's sweater. There's a bloody swoosh logo inside on the heel. What is Freddy's murder weapon of choice?
the blades on his fingers.
Tied at 2. Actor Colin Firth is 60 today. He won a Best Actor Oscar in 2010 for which movie?
Is it The King's Speech?
Look at you.
Good memory.
3-2. Question number 5. 30 years ago today, in 1990, Will Smith made his TV debut on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. According to the theme song, Kennedy, where did he spend most of his days?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, and the playground is where he spent most of his days.
That. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
4-3.
Just good family fun.
Nice job, Carla. I'm sorry, though, you don't get the cash. But hey.
That's okay.
Thank you for the work you're doing.
You're unbelievable.
It's a grind. I get it.
Really, I know that it's brave of you to go in. Whether you had a choice or not, I think that that's very brave what you're doing.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Carla from Swampscott, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try,
you can't beat her.
There'll be no last kiss here, sir.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody, say good morning to Emma from Framingham.
Hey.
What up?
What's up?
Emma's on her way to a job interview.
Oh, wow.
Good luck. Mm. Emma, what is your biggest weakness?
Oh, God. You're going to interview me already?
You're not ready, see?
Yeah, you just flunked it.
That you care too much.
Get the job.
Don't ever say it's because I care too much. There's one piece of advice.
No.
I would say I have no weaknesses. I am an impenetrable fortress.
Oh, there. Do that. If nothing else, they'll remember you.
As they ask you to leave.
My weakness is I'm cheap. That's what I say. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100, and you don't have to take that job. Right? No?
Yeah, that would make that stretch.
Kennedy's over there in that studio. She can't hear any of these questions. Question number 1. Kaley Cuoco clapped back at someone criticizing her wearing a mask during her workout. She said, "I'm protecting myself and everyone around me." Cuoco played Penny on which CBS sitcom?
Big Bang Theory.
Michael Bublé's wife called him the most perfect lover in a sweet tribute on social media. True or false, Michael Bublé has won a Grammy Award.
Ooh, I'm going to say true.
Question number 3. Funko Pop just dropped the new Harry Potter-themed advent calendar. Which house was Harry Potter a member of in the series?
Gryffindor.
Question number 4. Adam Sandler celebrated his 54th birthday yesterday, and a video resurfaced of The Weeknd singing Adam Sandler's Happy Birthday in a nightclub.
I love them being friends.
That's a pretty good duo, actually. Adam Sandler owns his own film production company. His name is a combination of two of his movies. What is it? What is the name of his production company?
I think it is Happy Madison Productions.
Question number 5. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, and Carrie Underwood were all added to the list of performers at the CMAs. Gwen Stefani started her career out with No Doubt. Which year did Gwen go solo? Was it 2002, 2004, or 2006?
2002.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Nervous here. What do you do for a living, by the way, Emma?
Nothing. She's taking a job interview.
I'm supposed to be a teacher, actually. My first teaching job interview.
Oh, wow. That's
so exciting.
Oh, that's fantastic. You'll do great.
You will.
You're an amazing person.
You have
your
weaknesses.
Smart.
You're intelligent.
You're funny.
You is kind.
Use words like synergy.
Yeah. Work hard.
And workflow and stuff.
Yeah. I know this because you listen to our show, and those are all qualities of us. Kennedy, Emma got 4 out of 5.
Of course she did. All right.
She's wicked smart,
wicked
job people.
This is tough. This is tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kaley Cuoco clapped back at someone criticizing her wearing a mask during her workout. She said, "I'm protecting myself and everyone around me." Cuoco played Penny on which CBS sitcom?
Big Bang Theory.
Tied at 1. Michael Bublé's wife called him the most perfect lover in a sweet tribute on the socials.
Gross.
True or false, Michael Bublé has won a Grammy Award.
It's got to be true, which makes it probably true.
Oh. All right. And he gets it, apparently.
True. He won for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album in 2010. Question number three. Funko Pop just dropped a new Harry Potter-themed advent calendar. Which house was Harry Potter a member of in the series?
He was a Gryffindor. Mm.
I was just showing off my son's Funko Pops collection yesterday to Annie.
It was.
While we were waiting to interview Miley Cyrus.
They have a full Duran Duran set. I saw it in New York Comics the other day.
Have you seen my postie? They have all the tattoos on his face. Yeah. It is phenomenal.
Need to put it next to my Billy Idol.
And he has Harry Potter.
He has Harry Potter.
Yeah, he has Harry Potter. Okay, tied to three. Question number four. Adam Sandler celebrated his 54th birthday yesterday, and a video resurfaced of The Weeknd singing Adam Sandler happy birthday in a nightclub. Adam Sandler owns his own film production company called, it's a combination of two of his movies. Name that company.
Happy Madison.
That is correct. Tied at four, going to the final question. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, and Carrie Underwood were all added to the list of performers at the CMAs. Gwen Stefani started her career with No Doubt. Which year did Gwen go solo? 02, 04, or 06?
02.
Oh, 04.
You guys
Love,
remember No Doubt.
Angel, yes. Music, No Doubt. Baby was the album. Lamb.
Oh, Lamb. That? All that whole Lamb stuff she sold, yeah.
All right, 4-4 ends up being the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Emma, you can use this in your job interview that you can tie Kennedy.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's something.
Yep. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hey, my name is Emma from Framingham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.